Pesach works benatar. And the Prima Gadol raises a question, maybe it's Tzuris HaPesach to be Matna Tiltol, maybe it only works with the Rabbanon, and therefore it can only work if the area that's enclosed is only a Kamalist to begin with, so you have the right to say Hey Mamer Vehey Mamer. The Pashtus is, like the Chazanish said, that it's really works benatar to be Matna Tiltol, but that was the Mishnah Berurah quoted that Prima Gadol is possibility. Maybe it only works with the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says the Tzuris HaPesach has to be constructed properly. Has to be, it shouldn't be Pischi Shamoy. Gemara says in Erev and Dafid Alf, if it's poorly constructed, it's no good. What's considered poorly constructed? So the Gemara says if it's Minatzad, instead of having a Konagabeyan, you have you tie a string around the side, so that's no good. Instead of banging that, instead of having the post on top, you bang it in there like this, so you put you have two beams like this that go up on either side to shtei mezuzas, and the mashkev is in between. So minatzad is not acceptable. So this Taz has a chiddush that minatzad would be acceptable if it's towards the top. So years ago, that was a common practice that a lot of people, when they made an air about a camp or about a bungalow colony, about a city, they would tie the string around the top, relying on the Taz. Now it's an achshador, now it's the generation is approved, and they have Erev committees. And then the farsim, that minatzad is not acceptable. It's not acceptable. It's no good. It has to be davka gaben. One of the gedolim who died 100 years ago, the Maharsham, was known as a big mako. Darkei Tshuva is a liquid by the Munkacha, a liquid on Yerideya. So he writes, he quotes everybody who has anything to say, many on Geri Nachman, because he lived in Munkach. So he writes in the Hakdama that when he quotes a Marsham, you got to take it with not an ounce of salt, but a pound of salt. Because Marsham is a big maker, you got to be careful. So the Marsham was Yadua. When they made the Erev in Toronto originally, it was made by a rabbi who was a Talmud of the Marsham, and he used all the kudos of the Marsham. So they had everything was minatzad, because the Marsham said that with manazeh, it is normal to construct frames of a door minatzad. So then years ago, they had to do over the whole Erev. So they came to complain to Rav Moshe that the Erev in Toronto has been outside and they should sign a statement that it's not acceptable. And the Mishnah Berurah said it's not acceptable, so he was going to sign. And then Rabbi Arenfeld, Rabbi Gedalia Feld's son, was learning by Rav Moshe for many years. He was there together. Bluth and Feld were there by Rav Moshe for years and years and years. They were in the apartment all the time. So Felder said, what do you mean? But the rabbi in Toronto got it from the Marsham. He was a Talmud of the Marsham. So Rav Moshe didn't sign any statement. But then years later, they did over the whole Erev, so now it corresponds to what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, that they don't have minatzad. What if you have tocha v'tocha konim? So that's what Achrayim have. Let's say you have konim ikan, it goes like this. The top is not straight. It goes down like this, and then the wire goes like this, and it continues over there. Is that called minatzad? So the Achrayim are bekel on that. That's agabeim. The top sags a little bit, so that is agabeim. What if you drill a hole in? That's the question. What if you drill a hole over here? You take the wire, goes through the hole, and it's noticeable that it's going through. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Tikkun Erevin by the Nesivos San Zifi, says that that's not acceptable. And the Chazon Ish disagrees, and he thinks that it is acceptable. He says, Dalmei Hofer, ignore the upper part that's above the hole. From the hole and below, you have 10 tefachim tall. So that is a Tzuris HaPesach. Who says it has to be mamish on the tippy top, on the very top? That's Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's expression. Yeah, the tippy top. If it goes al gabem a little bit, al gabem is also good. The Gemara has a shaylan dafir alafan base in Erevin. The kon al gabeyem, does it have to be touching the top like over here? You have the two shtei mezuzas and the mashkel on top, is leaning on top of the two shtei mezuzas on the side. What if there's a gap in between? Two mezuzas, 10, 12, and 12. Then the Kohen HaGadol is way above that. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it is good. Afal Pishen Neges. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the classical explanation. Why? Because you say good asik mechitz. Since the two poles on either side are 10, 12, and 12, so whenever you have a mechitz that's 10, 12, and 12, so you consider it, you visualize it as if good asik mechitz. Asik means it goes up. Good means meshoch, you stretch. So you visualize it if you stretch it up. So since you have the two poles on either side are 10 tefachim tall, so you visualize if you're stretching it out. So the Chazon Ish is masig on that. He says that's not acceptable. good asik mechitzah is a cloud. Once you have a mechitzah, as Halacha says, you extend it, you visualize it, if it extends off. And here we're constructing the Tzuris HaPesach, and the Gemara said on Daf Yud Aleph, Omer Aleph, that the cloud is a tzichi shamoy, poorly constructed. Tzuris HaPesach are not acceptable, has to be constructed properly. So you can't use the Halacha Moshe Messina, good asik, in order to declare that it's kedav the inchi. You have to ask a goyish construction worker, how do you build the frame of a door? You can't use lovin and you can't use good asik. So what's the Gemara Shaila, and what does the Gemara come to Maskan that it's good apple pishain and egeya? So the Chazanish says, no, the Gemara Safik was, is that poorly constructed, is that acceptable? The Gemara comes to the conclusion that it is kidiyav the inchi, that is considered normal, to have two mezuzahs on either side and a mashkef on top, even though the mashkef is not touching the two on the side. That was the Gemara's maskon. There's a famous Taz as a chiddush, that sometimes you have two mezuzahs and you have the wire on top. We usually use a wire on top. So you have the wire on top, and there's a gag that's bolet. Let's say you have a building, and you have Tzuris HaPesach. Here's the building, and here's the Erev is over here. So you have a konami kan, you have a pole over here that's 10 tefachim tall. Only 10 tefachim tall is very low, it's below my waist. And then you have a kan agabeim, 10 feet tall, directly above it, and it's not a geir. The pole on the bottom only goes 10 tefachim, and this thing is 8 feet tall, 10 feet tall. So if it's directly above, so it's good. So the shaila is, what if you have a gagas bolet in between? Let's say like this, the gagas bolet, And the building continues like this, and the wire is tied over here, and it's directly above the pole on the bottom, but the gagas bolet is mafsik in between. So the Taz came up with the chiddush that that's not acceptable. You have to drill a hole in the gag. Every so often you have such a case. If you have a dover mafsik in between, it's not acceptable. So the Chayyodam, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Chayyodam has a kasha against the Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says that even if it's a dover mafsik bin tayin, it's still considered agabem if it's directly above. So the Pashto says that the Taz made a mistake. So the Achrayim want to say maybe he didn't make a mistake. Chayyodam tries to defend it that in the Nishmasar, the footnotes on the bottom of the page, so the Chayyodam tries to defend the Taz, that if it's part of the structure itself, then it's not a dover hamapsik. But if it's a dover achemapsik, then it would pose a problem. Every so often you have this problem, because we use telephone poles, or we use electric poles. New York City has neither above the ground. Everything is below the ground. But in other cities outside of New York, you have a lot of times telephone poles or electricity poles. And then you have a pole on the bottom that you're using as a konavikan, and then the wires on top, and then you have a big box that's mafsik in between. So if you can avoid it, you should try to avoid it because of that tazadi. If you can't avoid it, then mi'ikra din will make on that against the taz. Because the pashto says that the taz is against the gemara. But everybody knows that taz. Taz said you got to drill a hole in the gat mafsik, that it should be considered agabem. It's a little funny. Heker Tzir is a shaila in the Gemara, though. What's the whole theory behind it? If you have a Tzuris HaPesach, when the door is open, if you have Oymed Merubal HaParutz, if you have, let's say, a building and the door is open to this, so let's say it's a very tall building. Here you don't have 10 tefachim above the door. Even if you would have 10 tefachim going up above the door, but that's a mechitza kluya, so that wouldn't be acceptable. So let's say this would be the wall of the building. And when the door is open, so where's the mechitza? The door is a chokin. So if the door would be less than 4 tefachim wide, less than 3 tefachim wide, so you say lovely, but who makes a door less than 3 tefachim wide? You can't say lovely. That people have to be able to go, no, you can't fit a door that's less than 3 tefachim. So the door is open. So even if the door is open more than 3 tefachim, and you can't say lovely, but you have amid burbala parts, you have the rest of the building is standing. So even if it's parts, it's not a problem. But if you have all the doors are open, let's say you have a building that's full of doors, all the doors are open. But that's what we're making, that it's Tzuris HaPesach as Dina Kemechitza, even if the doors are all open, and you don't even have Oymed Baruch Balapur. So that we assume is either Halacha Moshe Sinai, or according to the Prima God, and possibly it's only a Din of the Rabbah. We consider Tzuris HaPesach as if it's a Mechitza. So why do you consider it so? That's what the Gemara says, it has to be Briya Kedela Kabal Del Shokash. two poles on either side have to be sturdy enough to hold some light door. The door doesn't have to be so tall. This is a very heavy door. This is a metal door. It has to be sturdy enough to hold a light door that would at least be 10 tefachim tall. And if you attach the door to this, either to this side or to this side, the door would close up the gap and it would be a mechitza of 10 tefachim tall. So even though you didn't attach a door, it's considered a mechitza. So the Gemara has a machlokes, what if you don't even have the hinges? Is it only acceptable if at least you have the hinges, you just didn't screw the door into the hinges, or you don't even need the hinges? You consider it as if. You consider it as if. Here, the Yekkes here in the neighborhood, they tell over this story that when they made an Erev in Frankfurt, and the Gemeinde didn't accept the Erev, the Shlomo Freud didn't accept the Erev, that's when he first came to Frankfurt. So the other Orthodox rabbi permitted the Erev. They had explained to the police what it's all about. So they explained, when you put the poles, we consider it as if you would have had hinges and you would have put on the door. If you would have put on the door, then it would have been a mechitza. So the Goyish policeman said, why don't you just consider it as if you had poles? Why do you even have to put up the kind of the common time? Consider it as if you had poles. If you're considering everything, if you're using your imagination, so imagine it as if you would have. So that bunch we don't imagine. So the Gemara has a machlokes and daf yud aleph on the base in Erevin. You have to have the hekets, if you have to have the hinges attached to the pole on the side, just you didn't screw in the nails to attach the door, or you don't even need the hinges. So Maisim B'chol Yom, when you make an Erev, nobody puts hinges on the side. So that's where the Mishkan Yankif raised an issue. He says, when you look in the Rosh and Adaf, the robe of the Rishonim that the Rosh quotes say that we pass, and you do need hekets. So this kills every Erev in Europe. They never made a hekets here. It's a pela on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the miut of the Rishon, that there's no need for hekets here. But that was the Mishkan of Yankiv's time. But Lamaisa, the accepted opinion was that you don't need hekets here. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva. He says, since theoretically you could have put hinges, you could have attached the door, even though you didn't put any hinges yet, you didn't attach the door, you just have the kana, Halacha considers it, you imagine as if, you visualize as if you would have had the door and it would have served as a mechitza because it's 10 tefachim tall. So the Shaila is, but the government will never allow you to put a door over there. How can you consider it as if it's right to put a door? You put a door, you're going to block the whole traffic. They won't allow you to do that. So he says, but theoretically it's sturdy enough to put a door there. So just because the government won't let you, that's not called eneroi to put a door. So that is acceptable. Avnineza has a tshuva, number 75 in the Marmakamis. He discusses, what if you have kana bikan, and the kana gabem is not flat, like over here, it's rather an inverted V, upside down V, is that acceptable? So if the Gemara would appear that if it's very crooked, it's not pischesh amo, it's not acceptable. It has to be the way they would build the building. So he says the pashtus is that if it's kiminj kippa, if it's a yush inverted U, that would not be acceptable. It has to be flat. It has to be flat. If you have a keep on top, a lot of times you have a keep on top and you do put a mezuzah. Why is that? So the Gemara says because there's going to be a beam on top of the kippa, and even though the beam is not touching the two poles on either side, that's talach alfal pishen anerget. Even though the Kana Gabem is not touching the Kana Bikam, it still constitutes a Tzuras HaPesach for Mezuzah, so Hu Adinami, that it constitutes a Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos purposes. But if you don't have any flat bar above the Kippah, you just have the Kippah itself, and the Kippah itself is not flat, it's like an inverted V or an inverted U, so that would not be acceptable. The same thing if you have a chut kafuf, if you have, let's say, kana bikan, and the wire is sagging a lot. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Sha'arei Tzion refers you to the Mishkan Es Yankif. He says, look at the Mishkan Es Yankif, has a whole bunch of reasons why a sagging Erev is no good. So one of the reasons is because sagging is not straight, it has to be straight. There are other reasons, that the wind is going to blow it. It's not considered yichol alamed b'fnei ruach mitzuya. You have to make the string tight so that the wind will blow. It won't be shaking in the wind. And it has also has to be al gabeyim. So if the wire is sagging, so that's not called al gabeyim. It's al gabeyim over here to two ends, but it's not al gabeyim in the middle. It has to be al gabeyim in the middle. He says there are many reasons why it's not acceptable. Now, Soloveitchik once mentioned that he was a little child. He only visited the Zayde Rav Chaim a few times, 4 or 5 times when he was young. I think the last year and a half of Rav Chaim's life they were together in Warsaw before Rav Chaim passed away. But as a child, he only visited a few times. So he says he remembers on one occasion he was a child. So he says the excitement was that they went to Rav Simcha Zelig, he was the Dayan of Brisk, to tighten, to check the Erev and to tighten the strings. You had to make the strings tight because the Mishkanos Yankim learned the Valoshim, so they followed the Psak and the Mishkanos Yankim, that you have to make the string as level as possible. It shouldn't be sagging. A little bit sagging is understood that it is acceptable, but if it's significantly sagging, it's not acceptable. We mentioned, I think, last week that the week of Tzipe So Frank has a whopper of a kula. If you have Koni Mekami, have a sagging air that's sagging so low that it's within 10 Tfachim to the ground. So he says, within 10 Tfachim, that part is not acceptable. So how much of the air is missing? He says, let's say this is the ground level. Koni Mekami, and goes like this, and this part is within 10 Tfachim, this is 10 Tfachim. So this part doesn't count. So he said, but until you reach that point, and until you reach this point, it's good also. Even though it's sagging, it's acceptable. If the gap over here between this point and this point is less than 3 Tfachim, then you say, Lord, well, then it would be good. So this is a chiddush al gabi chiddush. The Chazanish holds that you can't say, Lord, but the constructed Tzuras HaPesach. It's Pischei Shamo, it's fully constructed. Chazanish holds that the economy count has to be touching the ground. If it's within 3 Tfachim, he thinks that it's not acceptable. The con has to touch the ground now. She says that Pischei Shamo, you can't use love to construct the Tzuras HaPesach. Others say not so. This Bible was not currently, when he wrote his sefer on Erev, he is not aware of that Chazanish that he said is no good. So he writes, it's a double poshut that if the pole reaches within 3 Tfachim to the ground, it is good. That's how it says in the Shari Tshuva also like that. Within 3 Tfachim, it's good. So the Chazanish thinks that it's not good. So that's one chiddush that he says. You can use lavah to construct Tzuras HaPesach. And then he says, number two, the whole thing is sagging mamish. When they printed the Hartzvi, the Tshuvas of Hartzvi, so they put in brackets, look in the Mishkanos Yankim, that he thinks that it's no good because it has to be straight, it has to be flat. The Gemara says that Kemin Kippah is no good like this. If the Tzuras HaPesach for mezuzah purposes of the Shabbos goes like this, not acceptable. The only reason why you are chayav a mezuzah is because it's a konal gabeim on top of that, afal pi shein enogeya. But if you don't have the konal gabeim, it's no good. So if it's kippah like this is no good, so sagging like that is also no good. It has to be approximately straight. Yeah, the Shabbos, what if you have balachsa, number 76 and 77? What if you have different shaylas? One shayla is, let's say the pole on the side, we keep on going, pole on the side, this right angle to the ground. What if you have a pole on the side like this? Here's the ground. And the pole is, it's not a 90 degree angle. Much less than 90 degrees. Is that acceptable? Or it's leaning in this direction? And then you have the konagabe. Is that acceptable? So the Chazanish asks Yoram about this. It's very questionable. The pashtus in that. That's not the normal way to make it Tzuras HaPesach. If it's too leaning on the side, it's not acceptable. What if the wire on top is crooked? But you have the konagabe. The konagabe is the ground. Konagabe goes like this. Is that acceptable? It's so crooked. So, Prima Godin is Madaik from Magan Avram that it is acceptable. Magan Avram quotes the Tshuva from Abayin Mizrahi. But he doesn't quote the whole Tshuva. So the Prima Godin didn't have the whole Tshuva. So the Magan Avram quotes, if one pole is much taller than the other, and the wire goes on top of one, on top of the other, that's acceptable. So the Prima Godin misunderstood. He thought that the wire is so crooked that it's good. You look in the Tshuvas of Abayin Mizrahi, he's not talking about a case like that. He's talking one pole is much shorter than the other, but let's say this pole is next to a building. Here is the building, and then they put a wire connecting over here. They nailed on the wire to the building, and it's directly al gabeyam of the pole over here, directly above, and it's good. So what's the shayla? So the shayla is, but it looks funny that this pole is 5 times as tall as this pole. So that's what the Chubis Rabbi Mizrahi writes, and that's okay. When he's talking about a case with a wire is straight, it's not talking about that you have a crooked wire. The people God didn't have access to the Jerusalem, and so he thought that crooked is good. So Rabbi Kevager, on the bottom of the page, and that Mogan Avram writes, he refers it to the Pink of God, and then he says, but he thinks that if it's too crooked, it's no good, it's Pische Shamoy, it's poorly constructed, so it shouldn't be acceptable. When they build houses, they don't build like that. When they build houses, they build in such a way that the, let's say, on 184th Street, when I walk up from Ben and Avenue to the Yeshiva, so the whole street is crooked. So they don't build houses perpendicular to the ground, they build houses according to the pull of gravity. And they know that has to be, and then the poles on the Kanal Gabem has to be the right angle to the pull of gravity, not parallel to the ground. In the days of the Gemara, they knew this also. You're going to build a house perpendicular to the ground level. The ground level is crooked, the whole house is going to fall down. It's not going to last. So that's a shana with the chut dokum. So, Rabbi Shimon Ida put out a sefer on the Erevins. He quotes a member of Baron Kotler that if the degree of the angle over here, it really should be 90 degree angle over here. But let's say it's 80 degrees like this, 70 degrees also. But it's going to be more than half. What's it? 90 degrees, 45 degrees. It's got to be less than 45 degrees, then he thinks that it's not acceptable. So that's a question. It depends on more than half, less than half. Highly questionable whether that's a legitimate coolant if it's more than 45 degrees. It's also a dion. When you build a house and you make the two economy, you don't make them perpendicular to the ground, you make them according to the pull of gravity. You have to do it according to the pull of gravity. And then you have to have the pole on top should be approximately at a right angle to the pull of gravity. That's the way, the normal way to build a house. So what about the floor on the bottom? The floor on the bottom is also going to be level. You don't need the floor crooked. When you build a house like that on a street that's on the side of a mountain, the floor should be level. So that's really a big question. The Malamed Lahoyal quotes early Rakhroinim will say, very strange, you have two mountains, say you have four mountains. So you put a pole here and a pole here, pole here and a pole here, and then you put a string from one to the top of one pole to the top of the other pole, top of, so the whole area in the middle becomes a Rishus HaYachid. But the ground underneath goes the side of the mountain, then it goes up the other side of the mountain. That's acceptable. Is that acceptable? Normally between one pole and the other, you have the wire going, you have the Kanal Gabem going in between, so the ground below is level. This is questionable. So the classical post can say that this is okay, but that's want to be ma'ar, maybe that is not okay. The karka shemitachan says mishupas could be, it's also not acceptable. Azuki tikra is a gemara in the first perik in Erevin, in the first perik in Yuma, and Daf Yudal, the gemara says shari ha'ir achai v'mezuzah. If you have a city that has a wall around the whole city, so when you enter into the city, you have to put a mezuzah. Marcus knew there was one city, well, Amorim lived over there in Bodo, and it didn't have a mezuzah. That's the question. Do you need rove of the, when they say shari hawer achai v'mezuzah, means rove of the people in the city are Jewish. Even if rove of the people are not Jewish, there's one Jewish family lives there, and 98% of the population is non-Jews, he's still chai v'mezuzah. That's the question. Now, Kalpana, the Gemara asks that there was a certain city in Bavel where there were Amorim who lived, and there was the mezuzah on the front gate going into the city. So Gemara says, no, they put that, the Kanal Gabem was only there in Nachzuke Tikra. It was to hold up the structure. It wasn't, that doesn't count as a Surat HaPesach. So that's a question. The Gemara says that in a Geet Echiv Mezuzah. That you're not Chayiv Mezuzah if the Surat HaPesach is Nachzuke Tikra. What about for Chiv What about for Shabbos purposes, that the Tzuris HaPesach is considered Kisosim, is considered a Mechitza? He also says that Lachzuki Tikva is not acceptable. For example, when they made the Erev in Manhattan, so the question is that you can walk from the area that's enclosed out of the Erev onto the bridges and through the tunnels. And you can leave the area that's enclosed without crossing a mechitza. That's a violation. That's a din midrabban difference. You're not allowed to carry within the area because you may forget and carry out of the area without, and you won't even have to cross through any area. If you have to cross through an area, so it will be a hecker. You'll realize atkan you can carry and pass that you can. But if you have no hecker, so they say no. Well, on the George Washington Bridge, there's a tzuris ha-pesach. So you can't go out of the area without. Crossing the Tzuris HaPesach. Who put the Tzuris HaPesach on the George Washington Bridge? So we asked the fellow who was driving the car when they took us around to look at the check out Mount Aaron. So he said if they wouldn't put that pole on top to hold the two sides together, the whole bridge would collapse. So that's Lachzuke Tikra. So the Kon Al Gabeim is needed to hold the bridge together. That's part of the structure. That doesn't count as the Tzuris HaPesach. Tzuris HaPesach has to be something separate from the building itself. So that's very questionable. That's what Davni Nezit quotes in Machlekes Achrayim. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Aleph only says him in again to Din Mezuzah. But whenever the Kon Al Gabeim, Kon Mikam, Kon Mikam, Kon Al Gabeim, is Lazuke Tikra, part of the structure, doesn't count. So what about when you get to Hilchas Shabbos? Do you say the same or not? The Pashtus says it should be the same, because the Gemara made an equation between the two. And Erev Yud Aleph on the base, the Gemara makes an equation between the two. Remember once in the bungalow colony, you had all the rebbes from YU, we all went to the same bungalow colony. So the shaila was, what do you have to put bang poles to Tzuris HaPesach? Just put the string on top of one bungalow, on top of the other bungalow, to top. We'll consider the whole bungalow as a economy count. What do you mean? The bungalow is a binyan. The Tzuris HaPesach has to be something separate from the binyan, not the binyan itself. Highly questionable whether that's whether you consider the Pashto says you can't say the whole bungalow is a economy cut. We'll get to it a little later. Chulei HaKoysel is an issue. Like this, let's say you have an area that has green pages, you need a Ruach Tikkun on the Ruach Ali. So you put economy cut, and the Kon Al Gabeim is like this. So you're enclosing the area here. This area is not included. This area is not included. So the Kon and Mikan, the Kon and Mikan are not contiguous to the area that's being enclosed. So that's the expression that the Chazanishim is used. That a Kon HaHuri HaKoysel, it's not contiguous with the area, doesn't count as a Tzuris HaPesach. There's a normal way to make a Tzuris HaPesach is you put the frame over here. There was such a big opening in the wall. Then by putting the frame, so the opening became 2 inches shorter, narrower. Here, this is at least 3 inches. This is 3 inches. This is 3 inches. So the opening became narrower. Or even if it didn't become narrower, but at least the corner is right in the front of it, but the corner is on the side. The corner is on the side, just that the string is touching in the front. The corner doesn't relate to the area inside. So that's what many poskim say, that Achuri HaKoysel is not acceptable. Doesn't count for a Tzuris HaPesach. People who don't understand Erevin, they also they thought that expression, Achuri HaKoysel, is the same as Terech Rishus HaYochid. That's a different thing. Terech Rishus HaYochid is a different thing. Let's say someone has a house, and then he has a front lawn, and a fence around the front lawn. And then you have the city, Erev goes like this, fences and Tzuris HaPesach and everything, and then you want to use a pole over here in the middle of his front lawn. You want to use a tree. So that's a kind of Terech Rishus HaYochid. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Nesivos, when you take an Erevin, that a kind of Terech Rishus HaYochid is not acceptable. So the people who did not, that's questionable. That's questionable whether that's okay. Rachmanim would disagree. The Pashto said it is correct. That whenever you have a Rishus HaYochid, that's called Siluch Mechitza. So this whole area that's enclosed by the front lawn of the building, that's enclosed by the fence around it, is Masulach Mikan, as if the whole area is removed from here, so you can't use anything of it. Pashtus, not only if the Kon is Terech Rishus HaYochid, even if the wire goes Terech Rishus HaYochid. Let's say, there's no pole over here. Just have the wire. Pole is over here and over here. And the wire goes over someone's rishus, it should also be no good. The many goyim in Europe, a member of Mendel Zaks once told us, he used to be the boychan here in Yeshiva, so he said, the many goyim in Europe was to be mekel on that. One of the Achronim, one of the Galvatianer, one of the Chabatzel, Sanshor, and he was a great nephew of the Minchas Chinuch, his name was also Babad. So he writes that his father was always machman at everything, but this is his Mekalan. His father was Mekalan. If the war goes over, we should say, oh, that's acceptable. Very questionable, but Pashtus is it shouldn't be. Pashtus is it. Whenever you have a Rishus HaYochid, it's a Silik Mechitzis, Mesulik Mikan, so you can't use anything inside. We consider Mechitzis of Rishus HaYochid as being impenetrable, so you can't break into it and say a slice of that Rishus HaYochid belongs to another Rishus HaYochid. Pashtus is it, you can't do that. On the assumption that the Konotech Rishus HaYochid is not acceptable, that's what the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Tikkun Eruvin. So that's the question. What if you have in the middle of the street, you have a Tel HaMeslaket, you have a mound that it reaches an elevation of 10 Tvachim, and on top is Dala HaDala, it reaches an elevation of 10 Tvachim within a distance of Dala HaMes. So the Din says that the Tel Rishus HaRabim is Dinik Rishus HaYochid on top of the Tel. So I remember Rabbi, the OU always used to have a weekend in the Hamowak. They always used to have for many years. So the kashrus of the Hamowak used to be under the OU, but the Erev was never, we never supervised the Rabbi. Ganak asked me once, I should check the Erev. So I went around, so they had their, they had this problem. One of the poles was exactly on top of a tail, on top of a big tail. And Shimon Ida had supervised the Erev. So I asked them when Rabbi Ida supervised the Erev, the pole was over there, so the guy starts to think Pini, the Balabas at that time. So he says, no, when Rabbi Ida supervised the Erev, there was no mount. But then they decided to make a rifle range, so they had to dig out a lot of dirt, and they had to throw the dirt somewhere. They threw the dirt around this pole, so now it comes out that the pole is on top of a mound that's 10 tefachim tall, and a dalal dal top. At the time that they made it, it wasn't like that. So yes, and how difficult would it be if they change it? In 2 minutes, they changed it. It's very easy to just reroute the whole air. Because that's a machlekes, that was a machlekes between Rav Kook and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Rav Tzvi Pesach was a dying for Rav Kook and the Rabbanu. So Rav Kook thought that it's not acceptable, just like Tech Vishus HaYochid is no good. So on top of a Tel Vishus HaRabim, Tel HaMislak, there's also Dinikim Vishus HaYochid, so that's Tech Vishus HaYochid is no good. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank thought that there's room to be Mako, that Tech Vishus HaYochid is no good, as long as you have fences there. But if you don't have fences, it's just a tail on the slack, and it's open, so it's not so noticeable that it's Tech Rishus HaYochid. He said maybe there's room to be Mekel. The Avnei Nezer also has two tshuvas, one after the other. So the first tshuva, there was a fellow in Eretz Yisrael, I think he was from Kerem Yavne, he put out a pamphlet, a so-called pamphlet, How to Make an Erev, One Easy Lesson. So he quoted the earlier tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. Every tshuva has a date on it. He quotes the earlier tshuva, but the Avnei Nezer was Mekel. That if you have a fence around the front lawn and you have a pole, you want to use the pole, it's not acceptable. Konotech Rishus HaYochid is not acceptable. But if the pole extends 10 tefachim higher than the fence, then it is good. So Langa in his Sefer on Erevin quoted the first Shuva. It's not fair. You read the second Shuva, where a year later the Avnei Nezer backed out and he said, no, it's a real din d'oraisa. It's not because you need heker. And if the pole inside is 10 tefachim taller than the fence, then you have heker. Or the way Rav Pesach Frank said, if the pole is on top of a tail on the slack, and you have a lot of heker because there are no fences at all. No, it's a din. Of silik mechitza. Once the mokum is mukav mechitzas, so it's mesulik mechitza. You can't use anything inside there. The pashta, I thought the pashta says like that, Avnei Nezer, like the second shuv. That is a real din there, I saw the tail. A kon, the techer shuzeach is not acceptable. And what the nami agabi tail on the slack, it is not acceptable. One of the Gedolim in Europe quoted from an earlier Sefer that if you have a situation of Pitikur Yard Besoysen, let's say this is, sometimes you have hotels where they build them in such a fancy way that the front, you don't have the front wall is like this. It's indented over here. So you have, the wall goes like this and it goes indented, it goes like this. So this area has Gimel Mechitzis over here. So Gimel Mechitzis min HaTorah is Rishus HaYochid but Midrabanan, and it's not, so you would be able to put an Erev here. But it happens that there's a Tikra over here. So you say Pi Tikra Yerev, so this is the holidays. If you have three walls, Then you say Pitikra on the fourth wall. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha tries to say that that's all. You shouldn't really be making more than that. You should only say Pitikra. The Rama says not so. He spoke less. The Rama says you have two mechitzas that are right angle to each other, and then you say Pitikra for the third and the fourth. But this for sure you can say. If you have three walls, that if you say Pitikra, you're Visaisim, so the area of the nol becomes a Rishus Hayochid. So what if you have the pole is over here? So the way it is now, that's fine. The pole is over here, and you want to make an Erev to be allowed to carry in the front. But once you have the Tikra here, then it becomes the Rishus HaYochid, so then you can't put the pole under the protruding roof, provided that you have Dalar Adala. If you don't have Dalar Adala, then it's not called a Tikra. That's what we pass on like basis. So one of the latest foreign quoted this from one of the earliest ones. So there's a tshuva in the Sefer Leiv Avraham. It was a Rabbi Avraham Weinfeld. He was a big time chacham. He wrote very nice tshuvas. One of his sons had a yeshiva in Yerushalayim. I think it closed down because of lack of funds, but he was a big time chacham. He has another son who lives in America, a big time chacham. So the father writes in the tshuva, if you look in the earliest Sefer, the earliest Sefer never said that. He says there's room to be mekel over here. That pitikur yerbisoysim is halacha moshim sinai. Maybe it was only an emor lahakel, not lahachmer. Maybe he didn't have the right to say lahachmer, that it's called the konetarch mishusayach. If you want to be mekel, then you have a right to say pitikur yerbisoysim. But to say lahachmer, maybe not. So that was, so people have this mistaken impression that you can never put the konet of the eruv, the pol konamikan, what they call the people called the lechi. The Gemara is not called the lechi. So you can't put the lechi under the eave of a building. It's not so. You can't put it under the eave. If the eave is four tvachim and you have three, and you have at least you have two walls, like you have two walls at a right angle to each other, then you have a konan, then you have a tikra on top, and the area below is dalet al dalet. Then it's techu shusayochid you can't do. But just because you have the roof of the building protrudes a little bit, no one would say you can't put it under the roof of the building. Years ago, there used to be a Torah journal that was Haparis and there was Hamor. So they used to always send them out to all the Rabbanim without any subscription. And then after a year, they would send you a bill. So that's how they would make money. They would crush everybody into buying the Torah journal. So they said that when the editor of Hamor came to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and he said, I sent you Hamor for a year, you didn't pay. He wants him to pay. So he said, I didn't ask for it. I'm not mechuyev to pay. So he said, give it back to me. He says, I threw it in the garbage. He said, what do you mean threw it in the garbage? It's full of dimeters. I didn't open it. I didn't look at it. I'm not mechuyev to pay. So he threatened him that if he doesn't pay for the subscription, he's going to attack him in the next Hamor. So he said, attack me, do whatever you want. So he writes down Hamor, there's a European rabbi with the initials Yudkuf, with a long white beard, who teaches in Tervadas. There was only one Yanka Kamenetsky, and he goes there in the summertime to the camp, what is it called? The Or Shraga, named after Rav Shraga Flavel Mendelovich, and he allows them to have the Erev, even though the pole of the Erev is under the protrusion of the bungalow. So what? That's not a Shaila. The only time it's a Shaila is if you have the protrusion of the bungalow is Dalat Tvachim and you have at least two walls like this and you have a Pitikra, but there's no sheet at all that you can't put a pole under the protrusion of the roof that's sticking over. That's not a mistake. Yutes, we spoke about that the Chazon Ish held that it's not acceptable, but Kona has to be Kedav the Inshi, and if it's even if it's pretend to be talking to the ground, that's not acceptable. The Kona has to be touching the ground. Shai Chuba quotes from one of the Achrayinim in Siman Shin Samagimel that he passes all the Eruvin. He says if you have a building, you have a Tzuras HaPesach, that's good. But if you have a Tzuras HaPesach connected to another Tzuras HaPesach, that's what we do all the time. One Tzuras HaPesach next to another one, next to another one. So that's not Kidiyav the Inshi. Who makes a frame of a door next to another frame of a door next to another frame of a door? Why not look across the street? The entrance to the first floor, you have a whole bunch of frames of a door, one next to the other. We do go like that, but this is his tiny quotes. One of the Achrayim is not acceptable. So the later, the Tuv Tamidas has a tshuva where he disagrees with him. He says that you don't require that the whole thing should be kedavdish. You take each frame, each surah sapesah pifneatmas, that if that's made in a normal fashion, that's kisosim. Next one is kisosim. The whole picture is crazy. Who just makes frames of doors, no doors at all, everything just frames? Does an ishkin time. As long as each surah sapesah pifneatmas is good, that's not a problem. Several of the Achronim came up with a chiddush.
Yeah,
but
what if the
Shurza
Pesach is blocked, though? If
the
Shurza
Pesach, could you can't get through because there's a tree there. So is it good enough that you have a frame, or is it a little fence there? Is it good enough that you have a Shurza Pesach? Does that actually have to be used as a door? If you have a Shurza Pesach, let's say that's for 5 amas wide, and you don't even have 4 tefachim inside to be able to walk, a Shurza Pesach, you have to be able to walk 4 tefachim in. Let's say for mezuzah purposes, you only have a mezuzah if it's the opening is 10 tefachim tall and you have a width about an opening of at least 4 tefachim. A little child can walk in, okay. But a fat person won't be able to squeeze in, just 4 tefachim. But a thin child will be able to go through. But if you have a wide surah sapesach and you can't even go through 4 tefachim worth in it. So that's a big question, is that a valid surah sapesach? So some of that's a big machlekes and achrayim. Some Achronim held, the more sosam it is, so the more mechitza you have. So other rabbi, let's say I think in Long Beach it could be that they have like that. They have next to the maybe it's on the boardwalk. I forgot already what. So they have a boardwalk and they have a corner. So each corner is 3.5 tefachim away from the other one. So if it would be less than 3 tefachim, you could say love it, but it's 3.5 tefachim away, but it's not 4 tefachim away, and then it has a bar on top. So if you would have every other corner would be removed, so it would be 7 tefachim, each one would be 7 tefachim away from the other one. You have the corner agabim, so that would be Tzuras HaPesach, next to Tzuras HaPesach, next to Tzuras HaPesach, that would be fine, but you have every 3.5 tefachim like that. So you don't have an empty space of 4 tefachim. So that's a machlokes achronim. So some achronim say, well, kol shekein that it's good. The more sosam it is, so the more it's considered a mechitza. And others say, no, it's neither here nor there. If the whole thing would be within 3 tefachim, you say that everything is lovel, everything is kisosim, but it's not lovel. So you have to rely on Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach, you have to be able to walk through 4 tefachim. You don't have an empty opening of 4 tefachim, so it's not a Tzuras HaPesach. Rav Moshe seems to hold like that, and it's true. If you have put in so many poles in between that you can't say lovel, but you don't have an opening up or tefachim wide to be able to squeeze through it. So you neither here nor there. So it's not a good mechitz. But that's a machlokes and achronim. That's a number 97. That should be in a rabbi. It's true. It quotes a mefurish and machlokes. It quotes a ma'aril and it quotes others and not that. Then section chaf aleph. In Perigdal section Slachaf Aleph is a big chiddush. Some Achronim came up with a chiddush based on a diuk in the Tosfos in the first paragraph. The Kasha, why did they give a simple answer? So they came up with a chiddush that just like there's a din, if you have a mavui which only has 3 mechitzas, so you have to make a tikkun with the rabbanon, you have to make a tikkun on the roof of these. So the tikkun can either be a lechi or a korah, special pool only the mavui. So lechi means you put one beam standing like this vertically, let's say the 3 mechitzah are like this, so you either put a beam over here, you put a beam over here, and it has to be 10 tefachim tall, or you put a korah, you put a beam across on top, and the korah has to be a tefach wide. So if you put a beam over here, it has to be either touching the wall or within 3 tefachim to the wall. If it's not within 3 tefachim to the wall, it's not acceptable. So some of the Achronim came up with this chiddush, the Kor Shor, and everybody came up with this chiddush based on the fact that Tosfos didn't give that answer, they gave a different answer. So you see that Tosfos holds this chiddush then, that just like when you have a heter, lechi, and a mavoi, the lechi has to be tefachim or tefachim to the wall, so towards Tzuras HaPesach, has to be within, the corner has to be within 3 tefachim to the wall. So the 2 versions. So some Achronim came up with chiddush that both of the corner, the corner, both have to be within 3 tefachim to the wall. And the Tikkun Erevin came up with the chiddush, at least one of the two should be tochim or tochim to the wall. Chazon Ish writes that it's against the Rishayim, and it's wrong. Why didn't Tosfos give that answer? He said, that's what Tosfos did answer. They say this. Rashi said, that's what Tosfos did answer. I didn't know it's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara takes the Perek of Erevin has the following story. You have an area that has three mechitzas like this, then you have a river. It goes like this. They never made a tikkun on the Ruach Reviyah. So the Gemara says, if you put economy kan, economy kan, kan al gabe, you make a tzuris ha-pesach, that's amas away from here. It's nowhere near. It's not within three talking to this wall or this wall. So the Gemara says, if there's a gap, the way Tosfos learned it, if there's a gap of pirtza yes and a eser, then it doesn't pirtza yes and eser is a pirtza. So it doesn't relate. But if the gap over here is only, let's say, nine and a half amas we get. And this is 10 amas. This is longer. Only Brumbal Akoris. And the Pirtas Pachas Mia. So I said, this Kanamikam, can serve as a Mechitzer on the Ruach Revius to be Mat the Tilkal over here. You see that neither this pole nor this pole over here is within three Tachim to the rest of the Mechitza. So the Chazon Ish says that. That says the Feirish. Tosfos is learning the Gemara, that's the Pshat in the Gemara, that's good. You don't need that, it should be within three Tvach. Also, the Avnezer has a Chiddush, an original Chiddush. Avnezer was a super genius, but he didn't have all the Rishonim on Erevin that we have. So Avnezer came up with a Chiddush that Rabbi Moshe Bick used to be Machma like that Avnezer, and Rabbi Parnas used to be Rebbe here in Yeshiva, so he was very much influenced by Rabbi Moshe Bick. So he followed that chumash, and we were in the bungalow colony together in the summertime. He insisted you got to be machma like this, that if you have oimed meruba ala parutz, you say meruba kukula, that's only if you have oimed. Oimed means you have walls, but if you have tzuris ha-pesach is considered kisosum, but it doesn't count as oimed. So you can't accomplish oimed meruba ala parutz unless you have an erva on bungalow colony. And much of the Erev is really Tzuris HaPesach. Part of the Erev is the front of the bungalows, but a big chunk of the Erev is the Tzuris HaPesach. So if you have a gap of less than 3 Tvachim, so that's Kelova Dami, but if you have a gap of slightly more than 3 Tvachim, already ruins the whole Erev. Because you don't have Eimed Merub Al HaParet. You have Sasum Merub Al HaParet. You don't have Eimed. Now the Nezer came up with this Einfal HaChidish, that a Tzuris HaPesach is not considered Oymed vis-a-vis the din of Oymed Mumbal Parts. So the truth of the matter is against all the Rishon, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Bir Halacha quotes the Ritva and the Rashba, they say Beferish, that that's not a problem. That a Tzuris HaPesach is considered Kohen, and not only is considered Kesasim, is considered Kohen as well. Yeah, Chabdal is what we mentioned before, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. If you have, why don't you just put the wire from the top of one bungalow to the top of the next bungalow to the top of the next bungalow? What do you have to put poles for it all? So the Tikkun Erevin writes, if you have a wall, he brings a right from Bigamah, if you have a wall that's longer than Dalet Amos, that's a structure, even if it doesn't lead to anything. It's a wall in the middle of nowhere. The rest of the building fell down. He said, that's a structure. He said, that doesn't count as a Tzuris HaPesach. Tzuris HaPesach has to be something that's separate from a structure itself. So he said, they can't use the whole bungalow as a economy cut. You have to put a pole. The economy has to be something separate from the binyanim themselves. Yeah, what's the din of a tzuris ha-pesach or emedes me'eleho? So that really should depend on that prima godin. Prima godin raised the possibility that maybe tzuris ha-pesach needs hecker. Maybe tzuris ha-pesach only works for the rabbanon. It doesn't work for Torah for Shabbos purposes, and maybe you require hecker. Because if Tzuris HaPesach is really a din mechitza min haTorah, so Emet is Me'eleho, it's not a problem. Mechitza Emet is Me'eleho, it's okay. So the Sfasemis writes that it is good. Pashtus says that it certainly is good. If not for that, Prima Godim. So that's what the Chazon Ish says, with all the respect. He thinks we don't have to follow that Prima Godim. That Tzuris HaPesach is only an invention of the Rabbanim. Yes. Is there any minimum thickness that you have to have the economy come? Is there any minimum thickness? So some of the Akronim, that's what we said before, the Bchor Shor carried over the dinim of Lechi to the Kanadikam. In the Gemara, they don't call it a Lechi. A Lechi is when you have a Mavi with three walls, you can put a Lechi over here, a Lechi over here. So it's not Pesach, they don't use the Lashon Lechi. So the question is, By lechi, the Gemara says, what's the thickness that you need for the lechi? Kolshu. Gemara says, v'kama kolshu, an erev and daf yudalan on the base, number 100. Kama kolshu. Gemara says, I feel like a chut hasarba. Chut hasarba is like this. He used to wear pajamas, a pants, trousers. He used to have a string on top. So the string was a quarter of an inch thick, whatever, however thick it was. So the Gemara says, how thick does the lechi have to be, even if it's so thin like a chut hasar? So one of the Rishonim says there, the Mordechai there, says, you see from the Gemara, the Kama Kolshu, that it's not Kolshu. So how wide is a chut hasar? So he says an etzba. Wow, an etzba means the thickness of an inch, the thickness of a thumb. So Tzamach Reinen put this, Shumas Adeshin says like that. There are Heoris printed on the bottom of the page of the Mordechai that's called Bigde Yasha. I think it was written by the Shalua's father, if I'm not mistaken. I think the Heoris are by the Shalua's father. So he quotes this Shumas Adeshin that's quoted in the Beis Yosef, that you should be machmer, that for the purpose of a lechi, to be matted, tofu, and a mavoi, you have to have, the lechi should have the thickness of an etzba, because of this Mordechai. That the Gemara says the Kama Kolshu, I feel the Kut Asarbo, means that there is a shear. It's not to be taken literally, Kolshu. And then the Truma Sadeshin carries this over to a Tzuras HaPesach. When you want to make a Tzuras HaPesach also, the Kana Mekana has to have the dimensions, has to have the Shurim of Alechi. So that's very questionable, but that's there's room to be machma like that. It has to have a minimum thickness of an Edzba. Some people have a Wapra of a Kula, that they have to have economy con. So if you just put a little extra paint on the wall, that's a 16th of an inch thicker than the rest of the paint on the wall, that can count as the economy con. The Pashto says that that's a joke. The economy con has to be sturdy enough to hold a delishol kach. What if you would attach a door to the 16th of an inch of the paint? It'll hold because he's screwing the door into the wall. But you have to be able to screw the hinges of the door into the corner, not into the wall. True, let's say you have a tall building, you have a tall telephone pole, and you can't put the wire agabeim. You're going to put the wire agabeim of a pole attached to the telephone pole. Okay, so I treat the pole next to the telephone pole with the telephone pole up until that point. I say damihach, whatever is above. And I'm using this pole that I added with the thickness of the big telephone pole. It's one big pole, okay? So the thing is, it can hold on. It can hold the delish al kash. But over here, what are you going to say? What, that the thickness, the 16th of an inch of paint is mitzdarf with the building? No, but the building is not acceptable for a economy kind. It's a building. Economy kind has to be something separate from the building itself. You can't use the building itself. So that's a joke that they say they put a little extra paint over there. That doesn't count. Achranim have a diyun, numbers 103 to numbers 105. It's a discussion. What if you put the Tzuras HaPesach in a location that no one in his right mind would ever put the frame of a door there? It's not trapped to put a frame of a door there. Would that be acceptable or not? So some say that's Pischi Shamoi. The Chasam Sefer has a tshuva where he writes, Tzuras HaPesach Agabi Hamayim is acceptable. So there are those who disagree. What do you mean, Agabi Hamayim? How is it good? But you can't put a door. The frame of the door is not right to put a door. The river is flowing over there. It's impossible. Rav Yossel at Slutsker was on the board of Balozhin. He had smicha from Balozhin. He's probably from Abchaim Balozhin, who's in the early years. And he was on the board, and he was, when they had the tilpul, I think, whether Beis HaLevi should be the Rosh Yeshiva or the Nitziv, he was on the committee. He could be even on the committee also when they appointed Rav Chaim as the Rosh Yeshiva, and there was a whole machlokes whether he was roy to be Rosh Yeshiva. So he was one of the gedolim in Europe. So after many years, they had the manuscript of his tshuva. They had it for many years, then we finally printed it, Machon Yerushalayim. So he has a tshuva about this. So he says, Chasam Sofer said, you don't really need any rye. Chasam Sofer had a good shikha ladas, but he says he happens to have it's enough in a Yerushalmi. He claims as a beferish Yerushalmi that Tzuras HaPesach Agabi HaMayim is good. As long as the Tzuras HaPesach is good, which normal person would put a door on the Agabi HaMayim? It's not normal. That doesn't matter. Let's say you put a Tzuras HaPesach on the side of a hill, and who's going to put the frame of a door there? A frame of a door with respect to what? Who's going to put a frame of a door? It doesn't matter, the whole Arum and Arum, the whole picture doesn't make any sense. As long as the Tzuris HaPesach is made in a proper fashion, that's not a problem. Okay, so maybe we will stop here, and next week we'll start from Perek Hei, the Kolalim of Eruvi Chatzeres. Good. Got to run to Davin Mita. Thank you.